The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. It is Father's Day. Hope all your dads are doing well. Actually, hope you're actually not listening to the show and enjoying a little bit of an extra snooze today. Hopefully you don't have to run the errands. Hopefully you don't have to weed the beds, cut the grass. You certainly don't have to shovel the driveway because it's been a little warmer out these days. But you maybe get to take a day off from that honeydew list and enjoy this great weather, this great part of the year that we have here in New England. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right at 41 Cross Street, just above the beautiful and fabulous Alto Forno Restaurant. We are on the second floor there. Hey, a lot of things going on over at the North Shore Mall. A lot of things opened up this week. Cafe Nero opened up this past week, if you haven't been over there. They have both a new entrance, actually, to the food court. So there's a new entrance right next to Cafe Nero to go into the food court, both an inside and an outside option to get into Cafe Nero. Tony C's actually opened up both inside and outside. Great location there. Lots of other restaurants coming on board at the North Shore Mall. I heard also that Sears is going down. And I've been hoping for that since the day I moved into my office, because my office overlooks the mall parking lot. So I see Macy's at one end. And I see Sears, and I'm thinking to myself, man, Sears just does not fit there anymore. And so a company called Lifestyle Fitness is actually going into where the Sears building is, but it's not going to be pulling out brick by brick. They're demolishing the whole place and going to build it ground up. So that's going to be pretty cool. And right across the street from that, over where the Sears Auto Center is, you're going to start to see a Tesla dealership. So a lot of new and exciting things coming here to the North Shore, right here on the Merrimack Valley as well. And here's where you can hear all about it, right here on North Shore 104.9, where we keep it local each and every day, each and every hour, each and every week. And I'm a local financial advisor, falling right into that brand. I've been doing financial planning since 1968, right here in the North Shore in the Merrimack Valley. My father started our firm back in 1968. Hard to believe 50 years ago was when all this happened. And so I was reflecting back on those 50 years because this past week we happened to have a little celebration for our clients and others. We had it over at the Stonewood Tavern, so thanks to the folks over at Stonewood Tavern for hosting us. We got to talk a little bit about our 50-year history, where our firm's been, how our clients have been part of the growth of that firm, and of course, where we're going to go in the next 50 years. Could you imagine the Dow in the next 20 years? How about this? 20 years from now, could you imagine the Dow at 80,000? 20 years from now, imagine this, the Dow Jones Industrial Average at 80,000. Is that possible? Well, let's put this into perspective for you. When my father started the firm, Friedman Financial, back in 1968, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was trading, or actually closed at the end of the year, at 943. It closed at 943 50 years ago in 1968. Back then, a gallon of gas was 34 cents. Average rent on an apartment was $130. It cost $2,800 to buy a new car. The minimum wage was $1.60. Cost of a new home, $15,000. And a gallon of gas was 34 cents. Oh, those were the good old days. Oh, I remember those days, Mark. They were so good. Oh, yeah. Well, I want you to kind of fast forward. Because today, you know, we're living a good life. Everything's faster. Everything's better. Everything's quicker. Everything's got to be more nimble. You got to be there. You got to be ready. You got to be ready to move. Well, today, let's put that in perspective. Today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is not at 943. It's somewhere around 25,000. 943 to 25,000. You say, oh, we'll never see those days again. Man, did I miss out. Man, did I miss out on this fabulous growth over 50 years. never be able to see that happen again. You know, those that new thing, those computers came into play, and those newfangled toys, the wireless phones, wireless telephones, no more 8-track tapes, none of that stuff. Actually, back in 1968, I don't even think there was an 8-track tape back then. It was a phonograph that you would be using, spinning the 78s, listen to Sha-na-na and all that. I think that's what you're doing back then. But Dow Jones Industrials, 943 in 1968. Today, it's around 25,000. You know what the average rate of return you had to get to go from 943 to 25,000 was? You want to know what it is? I'm going to tell you. 6.1%. That's it. 6.1%. Most people would think, oh, well, I'm not Warren Buffett. I'm not Peter Lynch. I don't have the prowess to kind of invest like those guys, because no one could go from 943 to 25,000 in 50 years. Just do the math. Now, you might say, well, how's Mark coming up with that number? Well, it's actually quite simple if you have the right calculator. So let me tell you about a website. This website, you're going to laugh when I tell you the name of it, but it is the best website I think around for everyday calculations that you might want to do on, you know, how much can I afford for a mortgage? Oh, what would a mortgage cost? What would my monthly payment be on a mortgage? What would be my car payment? What if I wanted to pay off a loan quicker? What would happen? How much would I earn if I invested X number of dollars today and had it grow until something else in the future? The name of the website is called Dinkytown. DINKYTOWN.com. Dinkytown.com is what it is. And this is one of these websites that's been around forever. It's not the fanciest website, but it's the simplest website to use for any type of financial calculation that you might want to do. And I use it a lot. I use it just for quick and dirty kind of calculations. You want to try to figure out, in fact, Dinkytown happens to have a tax code calculator in it right now. You want to try to figure out how much more tax you might be paying or how much less tax you'll be paying in the year to come with this new tax package? Go to dinkytown.com. Now, Dinkytown is a free website. They're not paying me to say this. In fact, I don't take any money, any advertising money from anybody with whom I talk with or talk about on this radio show. I pay for this show myself. I want to just provide you with financial advice in a language you can understand. Make it authentic. Make it real. I want you to be able to apply these skills, apply these tools into your life. Go to dinkytown.com. Dinkytown, DINKYTOWN.com, because I used it to figure out how much the market had grown over 50 years. We're celebrating our 50th anniversary. And I wanted to tell our clients that we're sitting here in this audience. There's 100 plus people sitting there in the crowd. And I wanted to tell them, look, the Dow's at 25,000 right now. And chances are that none of you in this audience want to invest 100% of your money in the stock market anyways. Who would? You need to have a mix of stocks and bonds and cash and a variety of different types of diversified investments to build the proper portfolio for you. You've got to develop what's right for you. But just using the index, everyone refers to these indexes, the Dow. You all know that the Dow's trading around 25,000, plus or minus. I don't even know what the number is, but it's around 25,000. But in 1968, it closed at 943. That's less than 25,000. I don't need a calculator for that. I actually know that there's actually two less digits on that number. Dow closes at 25,000 recently this past week, around that. It started in 1968 at 943. Average rate of return, had you been invested in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, to go from 943 to 25,000, you would have had to have an annual rate of return of just a little bit more than 6%. That blows people away, because you think, oh, my goodness, that you'd need something bigger than that. Here's the reality. There's something to be said for compound interest, for leaving money alone and let it be. Let it do what it has to do. I mean, look, you've all played that game that your kids have been told to play the game. What would you prefer, $1,000 or one penny on day one, and on the next day I double it to whatever that number is? One penny goes to 2 cents on the next day. On day three, you get 4 cents. On day five, you get 8 cents. Which would you prefer, $1,000 straight out or a double every day for the next 30 days? You couldn't count that high. But we lose track because we only see long-term as 5 years or 7 years or 10 years. But your lifetime is a lot longer than that. It really is. The thing is we like action. We don't like to leave things alone. And that's part of our problem and part of our society today is we like change. I think the older we are, the less agreeable we are to significant change. But today, in today's society, I mean, the sneakers that you're wearing today might be the best things in the world that you have to own. And then tomorrow they're out of style. Remember Heelys? My kid, Corey, you've heard Corey on the radio before. Corey says, Daddy, I need to get Heelys. I said, Heelys? You know what Heelys are? Heelys are those sneakers that have a little wheel in the back of the heel so you can go riding around on the sidewalk and kind of zoom. He says, yeah, we're doing a little retro day at summer camp and all the kids are getting Heelys. These things come and go. They were the hottest things for a while. Then there's nothing. Remember what Pogs were? Or how about Beanie Babies? We all know, remember Beanie Babies, right? We've all had pet rocks. We all collected baseball cards. All these things that we've all gone through, these hills and valleys that you had to have. Now, for those of you that are still holding on to your cherished baseball card collection, you know what they're worth now? About the same amount of money as mom and dad's Elvis plates and Hummels that she's keeping in the break front. The stuff is worthless. It really, really is. But what we have to do is there are certain investments that we make that are really investments. They're not fads. They're not hobbies. And when you're investing in the stock market, when you're investing in mutual funds, when you're investing for your future, you want to be sure that the investments that you're making are designed to be there for the long term. What's really interesting to me, though, is if you think about the Dow Jones Industrial Average, what is the Dow Jones Industrial Average? What's it made up of? How many stocks are in the Dow Jones Industrial Average? The answer is 30. That is all. 30 stocks in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. But the 30 stocks that were in the Dow in 1968 are not the same stocks that were in the Dow today. And that happens because certain companies are in favor or out of favor. They're even in business or out of business. That's why if you were trying to pick the stocks, you say, well, what do I need to buy the Dow Jones Industrial Average for? I'll just go ahead and buy the 30 stocks in the Dow and look how well I'll do. Well, that doesn't quite work out that way. Because sometimes those stocks in the Dow go out of business. They do poorly. Sometimes they do very well. But other new ones can come into the Dow. And when we get back in the next segment, we're going to talk about what's the difference between what stocks were in the Dow Jones Industrial Average 50 years ago and what stocks are in the Dow today. I think you're going to be pretty surprised that despite the fact that the Dow has gone from 943 to 25,000 in 50 years, averaging a little bit more than 6% a year. That is all. To go from 943 to 25,000 in 50 years, that's a 6% rate of return. It's not the same investment. It's not the same portfolio. It's called the same index, but the stocks that are in that index are different than what they are today. And in order for you to have been able to make all of those changes and adjustments, you simply couldn't. But perhaps the reason why we stick with index funds, the reason why we go to mutual funds rather than buying individual stocks. And so think about this. If we were to go from 943 to 25,000 in 50 years, what would the Dow be worth if it got the same rate of return, just a little bit better than 6%? What would it be worth in 20 years? Not 50, but 20. You know what the answer is there? I'll tell you when we get back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent, and we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108 That's 978-531-8108, or on the web at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
If I had $1 million.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, just above Alto Forno Restaurant at 41 Cross Street in Peabody. We've been doing financial planning, providing financial planning and delivering investment advice for more than 50 years now. We started doing that in 1968. Hard to believe that this is our 50th anniversary. I wasn't doing it in 68. I was 2 years old back then, but my father started the firm. Dad built a really nice practice here on the North Shore and in the Merrimack Valley. I joined the firm in 1991. I've been with the firm ever since. And Dad retired about 11 years ago. He was just up last week to join me in my son's graduation from high school. Jerry graduated from North Andover High School. He's heading down to a university in Miami in Florida. Actually, he's going to Rome. Oh, I'm sorry. Rome in the fall first for a study abroad semester before he actually starts in the spring at UMiami. Man, his life stinks, huh? Yeah, there's people who keep telling me first world problems, Mark. First world problems. Man, he's got the good life. But, you know, he earned it. He deserved it. And he's very happy about it. My dad sends his regards. He also sent his regards to our clients because we celebrated a 50th anniversary party this past week. We brought in Bert White, who is the chief investment officer at LPL Financial, to offer a perspective on what's coming now for the market. But before we talk about what's coming, let's talk about something that I promised that I would tell you. 50 years ago, the Dow Jones Industrial was trading at 943, just three digits, 943. So if the market dropped 900 points that day, that's a bad thing. That's really bad. But if the market drops 900 points when the market's trading at 25,000 like it is right now, not a big deal. Not a big deal. But the difference between 943 and 25,000, which is where the market is today, that's a 50-year period of time that it's grown. Average rate of return has been about 6%. That's it, 6%. Not 15, not 25, not 34, 6%. That is all. That is all. So if you're trying to build a portfolio that says, well, I'm trying to squeeze 12 or 15% out of my portfolio, Mark, good luck to you. Good luck to you. Chances are you're not going to do that consistently, not for the long term. And remember, 50 years in the Dow, that's 100% of your money in the stock market earning on average 6%. When we build our portfolios for our clients, when we're trying to do projections for our clients and trying to build a portfolio that's a little 60-40, 65-35% mix, I'm looking at a growth rate of 6%. That's what I've got in there, and I also have a 2.5% inflation factor. So we have to be very careful. When you're working with a financial advisor, when you're trying to do this stuff yourself, whether you're going online, whether you're using some of these robo-advisors, you need to be certain that you're looking at the rate of return that is being suggested for your portfolio before believing in the future results of what it might be showing you on the screen. You have to put all that into perspective. So I asked you this question when we last left. 20 years from now, if the Dow Jones Industrial is at 25,000 and all you do is earn 6% a year, leave it alone. You put your money in the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now, and you can do that. You can buy what's called an ETF. The symbol is DIA, DIA. You can do that if you want. I'm not saying that you should do that. I'm saying you can do that if you want. It's around 25,000 right now on the Dow Jones Industrial. 20 years from now, if it earns 6%, what's the Dow going to be? 80,000. 80,000. That's pretty remarkable, isn't it? 80,000 in 20 years. Could you imagine the Dow hitting 80,000? You know what's kind of interesting? I went backwards a little bit. I said, you know what? People just can't wrap their arm around this thing. So 2008, 10 years ago, where was the Dow? Where was the Dow 2008? Now, this is now, not October, when the market started to fall, not March of 2009, but around this time, 2008, where was the market? It was around 12,500. 10 years ago, it was 12,500. Now, wait a second. Did it drop down all the way down to 6,000? Yes, it did. But let's not worry about that, because if we were long-term investors, 12,005, 10 years ago, now you're at 25,000. You just basically doubled your money, didn't you? And what was your rate of return for that? About 7%. That's all it was, 7%. And if you held on, you had nothing to worry about the fact that the market dropped 30% in the 6 months that followed when the market was at 12.5. You'd have to be diligent about your investing. You have to be certain that you say, I'm investing for the long term, not for what decisions might be made in Korea, in the United States, with gas prices, in Czechoslovakia, in Russia, in Argentina, in Italy. It doesn't matter. You're investing for the long term. Think about this. 50 years ago, 1968 was referred to as the year that changed history. Tell me if you can find any corollaries to what I'm going to tell you. It was the year of seismic social and political change. Feeling that right now? It was all across the globe. From the burgeoning anti-Vietnam War and the civil rights movement in the United States, protests and revolutions in Europe, and the first comprehensive coverage of war and resultant famine in Africa, the world would never be the same again. If you were presented with that picture, that grim focus of what life was like in 1968, do you think this country would be better 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years from now? Yikes. But I see a lot of very similar headlines in today's media. This has been a year of seismic and social change, especially with social media, especially with the way our political leaders are represented and how they communicate. This has been a year of social change where we're seeing the Me Too movement, statements about race relations and everything else happening. There's unrest all around this, or all around the world, and there's still people starving in Ethiopia and Africa. Think about this. Here are 10 things that happened 10 years ago that raised the attention of people. Number one, North Korea captured what was called the USS Pueblo as it crossed into their waters. It was in the midst of the Vietnam War, though it was coming to an end. Martin Luther King was assassinated that year. Robert F. Kennedy assassinated also. Boeing introduced the first jumbo jet. A jumbo jet was a 747. Richard Nixon, a character all into himself, was elected president that year. But unemployment was at historical lows. So are we, at 3.3%. U.S. athletes and other celebrities took stands against racial discrimination. We're seeing that happen. Star Trek aired the first interracial kiss in 1968. William Shatner had the first interracial kiss, and Apollo 8 offered the first manned spacecraft to orbit the moon. All of those things happened 50 years ago. Have we made progress? Have we made progress? Look, there hasn't just been one president over the past 50 years either. There's been a lot of them, a lot of politicians, a lot of companies have come and gone. We've made some progress, but some things are still the same, aren't they? We're still going to face these challenges all day long. But meanwhile, the Dow has gone from 943 to 25,000. What's the likelihood that it will go to 80,000 in 20 years? I think that's pretty good. But here's the thing. I told you the Dow Jones Industrial, which is made up of 30 companies, not 500, that's the S&P 500. 30 companies are made up of the Dow Jones Industrial. In 1968, 70 or so, here's some of the companies that were in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which helped towards the growth of the Dow. Let me see if you recognize any of these companies and would be investing in them today. I'll start with the A's. The American Can Company. How about the Chrysler Corporation? Eastman Kodak. General Electric, still there. General Motors Corporation. International Harvester Company. These sound like big name companies. You've all heard of these, right? Johns Manville. They had all sorts of problems. Now, here, how about this one? Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing. You know what that is? That's 3M. That's what 3M is. So they're still around. How about Sears Roebuck? Would that be in the top? These are the 30 biggest companies. Westinghouse Electric and F.W. Woolworth Company. Would you be investing in those companies? Those are the companies, Mark, those are holding the future. That is the strength. That is the foundation of this country for the next 50 years. Well, how's that working out for you? So let's talk about how that's all changed. What's in the Dow today? 3M's still there. But so too is American Express, Apple, Boeing, Caterpillar, Chevron, Cisco, Coca-Cola. DuPont still was there from before, still there now. ExxonMobil, both. It was just Exxon at the time. GE still hanging around from there. But Goldman Sachs, Home Depot, IBM, Johnson & Johnson, JP Morgan, McDonald's, Merck, Microsoft, Nike, Pfizer, Procter & Gamble, Travelers, Verizon, Visa, Walmart, and Disney. How many of those names were part of the list from 50 years ago? Do you look at these companies and you say, oh, this is the future. These are the stocks I need to buy now, that I need to buy right now, because they hold the next great 50 years ahead? No way. That's going to change too. And that's why you should avoid buying the individual stocks. Buy the index. Let the professionals drive your portfolio. If you think that Amazon is the next greatest stock for the next 10 years, or Tesla is the next greatest stock for the next 10 years, if you want to buy it, go for it. But I'll tell you this. If you can only afford to buy 100 shares or 500 shares, wouldn't you like to leverage the experience of someone that's about to buy 5 million shares of the same stock? I know I would. And wouldn't you like to have the leverage of someone that's buying 5 million shares of Tesla and also buying 2 million shares of Google and 40 million shares of Disney? I'm making up these numbers. And have it all in your portfolio managed by a person and this person's team that are focused on doing this 24/7, 365 days a year. When you come up with the idea to buy 100 shares of Amazon, how often are you tracking the progress and the success and the analytics of Amazon? You're not. And I will tell you this, here's a real secret. Your broker that says they're doing it, they're not. Because you know what? The broker that you work with also has to prospect, also has to visit with clients, also has to stay on top of continuing education, has to attend meetings, has to have a family, has to go to compliance meetings, has to do all sorts of stuff. A portfolio manager has one job, and a portfolio manager and his team have one job: to manage the portfolio. That's all. Manage the portfolio means going to visit the companies, knocking on the brick and mortar stores, going to the factories, meeting with the leaders in the company. Remember, what analysts write in a report that you can pick up for free is far less in depth than the report that they're going to keep proprietarily for themselves. Because you know what's also rather interesting? Most portfolio managers, you can go to Morningstar. A lot of people go to Morningstar to find out information about mutual funds. Go to Morningstar and you pull up your list. If it says current holdings of the funds, take a look at what the date of the current holdings are. It's not yesterday. Those current holdings are probably 90 days old. Because what portfolio manager would want to show his portfolio, his or her portfolio mix to the general public? Now, you can see on the Morningstar reports, by the way, if you go there and you go to portfolio holdings, you can see whether someone has added to a portfolio, taken money out of the portfolio, or made adjustments to the portfolio, all by certain symbols, and you have to know how to read that. Yeah, we use those as guidelines in our office. We use that to try to help our clients understand what they have in their portfolios, but we also have relationships with the portfolio managers so that we know that the portfolios and the investments that we're building have some strength, have some understanding, have some quality behind them, so that we're putting you into products that we believe are best suited to help you achieve your goals and objectives. We got a lot more to share. We're here each and every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. And yesterday is Father's Day. Thank you to my kids. They let me out for a little bit. I'll be back hanging out at my new pool. So excited about that today. But I also want to remind you before we take a quick break, we put out a free weekly newsletter. It's called Planning Pointers. It can land in your mailbox each and every Friday. Not the mailbox at the end of your driveway, but your electric mailbox, your email box. Go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page you want, and you'll find a little sign-up sheet. Just put in your name, your email, let us know how you heard about us, and hit the send button, and you will be registered for next week's newsletter. It'll land in your email box at 10:30. All right, we got to take a quick break. When we get back, lots more to share. You know, I saw a report recently that said 80% of all people over the age of 65 are still alive today. 80% of all people over the age of 65 still alive today. So what are you going to do between now and the time you die? We'll talk about that when we get back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
I do it for the dome. I don't have. What if you could blend the classic strategies of investing with a contemporary approach to financial planning? That's what Friedman Financial can do for you. Wherever you are along your financial journey, Friedman Financial has the skills, technology, and expertise to help you make smart financial decisions. Their team of certified financial planners will deliver an independent, objective, personalized plan for you. Let's make 2018 the year you get serious about your financial plan. Friedman Financial. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Money. Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hope you're having a wonderful Father's Day, if you're a father. If you're not a father, I hope you're taking care of your father today. If you're just enjoying the day, enjoy the day. It's June. It's the middle of June. We have a very small window here in New England to really enjoy this fabulous weather. So get out, enjoy it, spend some time outside, and really, really cherish what we have here on up here in New England, and certainly right here in the North Shore in the Merrimack Valley. So many things going on all throughout the area. Really, really cherish and enjoy it. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts. We've been providing financial planning and investment management advice since 1968 to individuals and families who live on the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and surrounding regions, of course. If now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning and investment management needs, please give us a call. Summertime happens to be a little slow at the office. So if now is the time where you were saying, you know, now I really want to start to talk to Mark and Marion and really get this financial plan getting going so they have it ready before the end of the year, now's a great time to do it. We will find time for you for some initial consultations. You know, people know that as they've been listening to this show, sometimes I have to push my initial consultations out 6 weeks, 8 weeks, sometimes even 2 months to 3 months. Well, right now, if you called the office, we can probably get you in within the next 10 days or so. So it's something that we're able to do for you. We look forward to it. Hope you can come by and see the new office at 41 Cross Street. That's right above Alto Forno Restaurant, right, 41 Cross Street, right across from the North Shore Mall in Peabody. Like I said, my name is Mark Friedman, and we are here each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. right in the Treetop Studios here of North Shore 104.9. And I get to overlook the beautiful, North Beverly train station. And looks like everyone's sleeping because nobody seems to be here today. However, Depot Diner, they're booming this morning. They're doing well, which you would expect, of course. People are out taking dad out for breakfast. You know, where did you used to go for breakfast when you were at home and with the family? I know when I grew up here in Peabody, and I grew up over on Albert Road and then over on Jones Road in Peabody, on Saturdays or Sundays, where would we go for our breakfast? One of two places. We either went to Denny's, no longer there. Denny's, you know, across from where the Liberty Tree Mall was, and the other place, which is now called the IHOB. Have you heard about this? The International House of Pancakes, which is now, I think, Ghibli's Tuxedos. I don't think the IHOP is there anymore. Polana actually is located behind it. But I don't know if you heard this crazy announcement recently that the International House of Pancakes wants to change their name to IHOB, I-H-O-B, to the International House of, not breakfast, but the International House of Burgers. Now, when you're thinking about IHOP, are you thinking of going to burgers? Going for burgers? I know that I don't. But I will tell you, I will vouch for IHOP. Some of their other food that's besides breakfast food isn't so bad. Now, I didn't say it was great. I did say it isn't so bad. I know that there's a bunch of people that listen to this show that are regulars at the IHOP over in Salem near Highland Ave. I guess on Wednesdays, they do a two-for-one dinners over there. But you didn't even know that. See, you got a little financial advice in a language you can understand. But that's where I used to go for breakfast. But I'm going to try to step it up a little bit. Well, today I think we're having breakfast at home, but I love going out for breakfast. I like going to Red's. I think Red's is a great place to go to. A lot of these breakfast shops that are around. I haven't been up to George's Coffee Shop. I hear George's Coffee Shop advertised here on the radio all the time. And one of these days, I'm going to get up early enough so I can make the trek from North Andover up to Gloucester so I can go to George's Coffee Shop. Really looking forward to doing that. All right. It is Father's Day. And so I thought, I came across this kind of fun article. Maybe you saw it. It's I kind of modified it a little bit. It's been floating around Facebook for a while. My father actually is the one that sent it to me, and I modified it to include in our newsletter this week. It basically talks about the fact that people over the age of 65, and there's more of you than ever before. Think about this. 80% of all people who ever turned 65 in the history of the world are still alive today. There's a lot of 65-year-olds. Lots of them. I mean, life expectancy today is 83, 84 years old. 50 years ago, life expectancy was 72 years. So, you know, a lot of things have emerged, and a lot of 65-year-olds are either approaching retirement, in retirement, and they're finding that after spending 30 or 40 years working, now they're back home with their spouse, and they're staring at each other going, now what? I liked dating you. It was fun making babies with you. It was fun raising the kids and having the family, but the kids are gone, and it's you and me staring at each other on a couch. What are we going to do today? You know, one of the big questions that we ask clients when they approach retirement, and usually it's one spouse is probably retired, and then it's about the other spouse is about ready to retire. We'll sit down and we say, what is it that the two of you enjoy doing together? And eating out isn't one of them. And they stare at each other, and they stare a little bit more at each other, and then they laugh because they realize there ain't much, because you don't get to spend that kind of time together. Think about when you were courting, when you were dating, when you just had one child and you're pushing around in the stroller. You did a lot of stuff together, right? But generally the things you did was for your kids or with the kids or with the family. But now it's just the two of you again, and you're not quite as nimble as you were before. You have different interests. What are you going to do for the next 30 years? For the next 30 years together, and get back to laughing, loving, and have a good time? Well, with 80% of all people who have ever lived to the age of 65 being alive today, that means that there's millions and millions and millions of people that are living now between the age of 65 and death. That's right. You hit the retirement milestone. What's the next milestone after retirement? Think about that. I mean, you're growing up and you say, all right, well, I can't wait to graduate high school. Then I want to graduate college. Then I'm going to get married. Then I want to get a job. Then I want to have kids. Then I want to send my kids to college. Then I'm going to pay for weddings. And then I'm going to retire. And then I'm going to die. Guys, it's 30 years. At least. If 65 years old, there's a 50% chance you're living to 90. And likely older. And one of the things, if I've learned anything else from being in this business for 27 years, and 65% of our clients are retired, the number one thing they tell me about more than anything else is, I wish I did it sooner. Don't wait till your 82nd birthday to plan on that 1 month trip to Australia. Do it in your 70s. Do it in your 60s. Do it while you can. And the biggest reason that people don't do it a lot of times is they don't think that they have enough money to do it. And chances are, if you've seen many of the reports that have come out recently, there's reports out that people aren't spending enough money. Now, I've been writing about that for 25 years. Now, sure, there is a population that will not have enough money to retire. And that's all you're going to read about in the news. But I know that many of the people that listen to this show, many of the people that come to my office, say to me, Mark, I'm not sure if I have enough. I think I might. Or maybe I don't know, but I'd really like to help you to help me find it out. And more often than not, we find that not only do you have enough money to retire, you're not spending enough money in retirement. So here are some things that I'd like to encourage you to do. This isn't your father's retirement. Spend more money in retirement. One of the biggest ahas that emerges from financial planning meetings is that you're not spending enough. Think about this. In 1968, maybe you've been living in your split-level or tri-fold or tri-level home over in Rolling Hills and Peabody or, I don't know, Summit Estates or the area in Swampscott. You probably paid somewhere between $14,000 and $35,000 for your house, and today it's worth in the $300,000 to $400,000 range. When your parents passed away, when your grandparents passed away, and they had something to leave to you, what did they leave? Probably not much, because all they had back then was their pension, which stopped, Social Security, which stopped, a few $1,000s sitting in the bank, and maybe 10 or 20 grand that had value in the house, which was split between you and your 16 brothers and sisters. I'm kidding. Maybe you had two. Or maybe you had 10. Who knows? But today, what are you going to pass on to the kids? You're going to pass on so much, but the media has scared you to death that healthcare is going to take it all away. It's going to eat it all up. Well, for many people, healthcare will be expensive. Yes, healthcare will cost a lot. And for some, you won't be able to afford it. But more often than not, you can. And more often than not, you can spend more without the fear of having healthcare eat up all of your money. That can be shown to you. You think about this. Years in the 80s, in the 1980s, you used to be able to live off of the interest that you had of money in the bank. You could get 10, 12, 14, 16% on a CD. Can you get that now? No. But why do people still try to figure out ways to say, I have to live off my interest? You don't have to. You have, first of all, a house that is going to provide a tremendous inheritance to your children. Not to mention a lot of the principal money that you may have in your investments, your 401k plans, a vacation home, an insurance policy, an annuity, whatever it might be. You have the ability to spend more money. Because I'll tell you this, and I see this all the time, because we average one death a month in my office. Now, that's not because we serve bad coffee. I think our coffee is pretty good, actually. But we've been doing this since 1968, and people get older. What I will tell you this, though, is when the kids inherit the money, they are not nearly as responsible as you are with your own money. Think about this. You know, it's just like taking the kids out for dinner now. You take them out to a restaurant for dinner, and they'll buy anything they want off the menu. But the minute you say to them, Sonny, why don't you pick up the check today? All of a sudden, they're a little bit more careful on what they want to order off the menu. An inheritance to them is like letting them order off the menu, a very large menu, and no one's there to slap their hand to say no. Wouldn't you like that privilege? You have that ability to do that. You just need to know how. And at Friedman Financial, we can show you how to do that. I can show you how to enjoy everything that's on the menu, if you can, and I will tell you if you can't. But I can show you how to enjoy more on that menu and still leave plenty for the kids. If now's the time to get serious about your financial planning, give me a call, 978-531-8108. We can schedule a free initial consultation for you, send some information about our firm to you. Happy to talk to you on the phone. Or have you come into the office, 978-531-8108. Couple other things, some things that you need to do between 65 and death. Stop worrying about the kids' money. I see all too many people worrying about this. You know, your kids now are grown adults. Perhaps they have children of their own. Oh, I love those grandchildren. The grandchildren are great. Yes, but for decades, you provided food, shelter, and support to your kids. Today, they're employed. And you know what? They're likely getting paid more than you ever did. They're living a better life than you. But still, you feel inclined to still support them. Why? Why? Why do you do it? Because the kids have grown so accustomed to what's called your economic outpatient support that they feel like it will never go away. You need to enjoy your life. You've taken them to a point, you gave them all of the tools, all of the necessary skills to be good parents, to be good children, to maintain a job, to be responsible, to be respectful. And now you gotta say no. You gotta say, we're taking care of ourselves. We're taking care of ourselves. Third thing you need to do, and then we'll take a break. Third thing you need to do at 65 and older is you better stay healthy. You better stay healthy. It is so easy these days to find a nice, comfy Barca lounger, grab a remote control that you can talk to turn on the TV, and just zone in and binge watch 50 Shades of Grey. You can watch anything you want. You can watch, you know what some people are binge watching these days? Family Feud. Family Feud. Watching hundreds and hundreds of hours of Family Feud. Or, I think I'm going to start the Seinfeld series from season 1, and I'm going to stay on my couch until it ends. I mean, you could spend the weekend there, or the week there. Stay healthy, walk, eat well, and get your sleep. You know, at your age, when you're 65 years of age and older, it's tougher to recover from illness. You know that. Schedule routine visits with your doctor and be mindful of your health. Set a good example. And take the advice you imparted on your kids. Remember, you were telling your kids, go to the doctor if you're not feeling well. Take care of yourself. Get some sleep. Drink some chicken soup. Drink the fluids. Do you do it? Are you taking the advice that you were given to your own kids? It's tough to be your own patient, but take care of yourself. We're talking about some things that after age 65, here's some things that you need to be sure that you're doing before you die, frankly. 65 and death. 30 years to enjoy everything you possibly can. I want to show you how to do it. We're explaining that here. Financial advice in a language you can understand. And we'll be right back with more. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Ever wonder whether you'll have enough money to retire? Retiring for the Genius is a blueprint to prepare for a comfortable retirement. This easy-to-read guidebook on living your life in retirement is written by certified financial planner Mark Friedman and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 o'clock until 9 a.m. You'll find the tools and templates helpful so you can prepare to make smart decisions on how to spend your money in retirement. If you're older than 55 and expect to spend between $4,000 and $10,000 a month in retirement, Retiring for the Genius is a treasure map for achieving your successful retirement. When it comes to retiring, don't be a dummy. Pick up a copy of Retiring for the Genius at Amazon.com.
Pick up your treasure map for retirement. Available now at Amazon.com. Search Mark Friedman, Retiring for the Genius.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts. And we are here each and every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. Hey, funny story. I was at a Tony's Imported Tile this past weekend. And so my wife and I, as you probably know, we've just bought a new house. And we're doing some changes to some of the bathrooms and had to pick out some tile. And so this woman, I think her name is Carrie. She's from Boxford. She's helping us out, and as we're filling out the paperwork, she turns to me and she goes, "Are you that guy?" I said, "What do you mean that guy? You know, the guy I hear, the guy." And apparently, Carrie, you listen to the radio show, don't you? Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciated that. Well, according to my wife, I blushed because I thought it was pretty interesting that someone actually recognized my voice, but I guess a lot of people do listen to the radio show. So Carrie, a shout out to you, a shout out to all the folks over at Tony's Imported Tile in Stoneham, Massachusetts, for all of your tile needs. I guess maybe I should do commercials. Anyways, we're talking about what happens when you turn 65, because 80% of all people who ever turned age 65 are alive today. You're active. This is not the end of life, but when you think about 65, what's the next milestone to hit? After 65, the next milestone for many people is, that's it. I mean, do you look forward to going to a nursing home? Do you look forward to the assisted living facility? No. Next, but you got 35 years probably, maybe 40. How are you going to make the most of it? And what's really fascinating to me is you will spend almost as many years in retirement as you did while you were working. Think about all the great stuff you did while you were working. So what can we do? What can we do to make sure that the next 30 plus years of your life are great? We talked about spending more money. We talked about stop worrying about the kids' finances and taking care of yourself. We talked about it's important for you to stay healthy. But you know, the other thing that you can do is keep your love life alive. With retirement comes more time to spend together. Spend time thinking about what you and your spouse both enjoy doing together besides eating out. Ask yourself this question: what do we like to do together? You're going to find that there may not be as much as you think, but if you really gave it some thought, you said, here are some things that I've always thought about doing. I've never really done it. Would you be interested in doing it with me? You'll find that you'll come up with all sorts of things. How about touring, taking cooking classes, maybe biking or learning a language? You know, you're not as old as long as you have intelligence and affection. You're not that old. I think the Salem State Explorers is a great place to check out. They're in Salem here. People over the age of 60, 65 years old have so many activities. The Salem State Explorers, go check it out. Here's another one. Stay proud. Keep visiting the hair salon or the barbershop. Do your nails, visit the dentist, and buy new clothes periodically. You know, it's okay to recognize that you have hair growing out of your nose and your ears. That really does happen. And there's a thing called a nose and a ear trimmer. You can buy that. Hey, It's Father's Day. If you were thinking about buying Dad a present, how about a nose and ear trimmer today? You know, sometimes Dad doesn't want to do it. He says, I'm too lazy to go to the shop. Maybe I don't even want to buy it over at Target. Cheap item. Or, you know, hey, Dad, have you ever had a manicure or a pedicure before? You might think that's kind of weird, but you can do that. Have you ever gone for a hot shave? Ooh, a hot shave. Those things are really, really cool. They wrap your face up in these nice towels. They shave you really, really close to that single-edged razor. The other thing that they do, they trim up your eyebrows. Yeah, Dads, we're a little famous for those bushy eyebrows and not taking very good care of them. But stay proud. You know, make sure that you buy a new T-shirt periodically. You can change that underwear that still has holes in it. You know, not many people, believe it or not, are wearing tidy-whities anymore. There's a whole new landscape of underwear that's out there. You know, you can check that out. You can start wearing the cool, funky socks. And you know what's even back? You know what's back? Socks and sandals. The kids are wearing them. The socks and sandals now. They're wearing those pull up those socks really up high. I don't know. LeBron used to wear them. These Nike socks, and they wear those Adidas little flip sandals or whatever. You can even do that. Just stay hip, Dad. A couple other things to stay around the trends. Keep sense of your style, but also stay attuned to today's trends for your age. Here's one of the things that you could try. Have you ever bought an expensive pair of jeans? Now, jeans come in all different shapes and sizes. You could still buy the $20 Wranglers, some of the Levi's that are out there. But have you ever bought a $200 pair of blue jeans? If you do that, there is a whole different world that you will discover. Blue jeans can be more comfortable. They fit around your body a lot better. They can actually be altered like a pair of slacks in a suit can. I'd encourage you, go visit Alan Gibley over at Gibley's. He sells these jeans that are absolutely amazing. Someone introduced me several years ago. They said, you know, the best thing that you can do if you want to stay fashionable no matter your age is buy an expensive pair of jeans. Everything goes with them. That's a great Father's Day present for sure. And when you can buy a good pair of jeans, you'll say, what was I doing wearing all the others? You know, when you just... you put in a pair of jeans and everyone says, hey, you got no butt. You know, because Dad's, you know, and my dad too, does not know how to wear a pair of jeans. Well, sometimes it's just because of the jeans. But you can actually enjoy it and spend some time on those jeans. They're far better than the Wranglers, I assure you. Other thing that you can do when you're over 65, with 30 years, 35 years, 40 years of time, be sure that you're spending time laughing and not complaining. Remember, you're one of the lucky ones. You managed to have a life, a long one. Think of all your friends that for whatever reason, life caught up with them. Many never get to this age. They never get to experience a full life, but you did. Find humor in it. Make the most of it. And stay current. Read newspapers, watch the news, go online and read what people are saying, but make sure you have an active email account and try to use some of those social networks. You'll be surprised what old friends you might meet online. Keep in touch with what's going on and with the people you know. You have to do that. You got to focus on the stuff that's going on that's important and relevant to your age. And the other thing you need to do, at 65 and we get to be a little bit curmudgeon-y, I'm 62. I'm not quite 65 yet. I mean, I'm 52. Holy crap. 52 years old, Mark. I feel like I'm... Jeez, I aged 10 years just being here on the radio. Give the kids a chance. You know, this younger generation, similar to 1968, when the younger generation was really speaking out, whether it's peace marches, whatever it was, they made a difference. They made changes in this country. The young generation today is encouraged to have lots of opinions. And I assure you, they may not be shared with our generation or your generation. It's okay to give them advice, but don't necessarily criticize them. And try to remind them that yesterday's wisdom still applies today. But there is something to be learned, lots to be learned from this next generation. They know a lot more. They have access and information to a lot more. What you say, remember we used to use the term, well, they say that coffee is good for you. They say that drinking 4 glasses of wine is bad for you. They say, well, you know what? You could say that back in the 70s, because you didn't have Professor Google to check up on. They doesn't matter anymore. Google says. Now, you can find competing articles that have different opinions. But back then, if Grandma said, well, they say that having brandy with a cup of hot tea is good for a cold, you would say, Grandma said so. They say so. Today, you go to Google and they say, what's a good set of ingredients to put together for a hacking cough? And Google will give you an answer. So it's not they, it's now Google. The other thing you got to do is avoid the expression, in my time. In my time. Well, you know what? Your time is now. Your time is right now. Yes, you were younger, but you got to live for today. Have fun and enjoy life. Age 65 and older are some of the best years of your life. You get to take control of them. You can be absolutely miserable. And you could spend a lot of time, and I find a lot of people over the age of 65 spend a lot of time complaining about things they can't control. Lots of time, because you have time. Stay busy. Be happy and reinvigorate maybe some of those lost hobbies. If you don't have any, make new ones. I remember I was a kid, I used to make model planes. I used to do, you know, the glue and you'd model the planes. Now I think to myself, could I ever do model planes? Could I get back into model planning again? No way, because I can't even read a book right now. My eyes are so bad. I mean, I got to wear the reading glasses. But there's things that we used to do that I love to do again. Look, I always wanted to learn how to play the guitar. And I play the piano. And I said, I just don't have the time to learn how to play the guitar because I got a lot of other things going on. But someday I'm going to go back and I'm going to learn that. Find something that you truly enjoy doing. Maybe you like to hike. Maybe you like to cook. Cooking is a big thing right now. Learn how to do that. Learn how to dance. Learn how to read better. You can adopt a cat or a dog or grow a garden. You can paint. You can volunteer or collect certain items. But find something you like. Find something that you and your spouse both like or your partner and enjoy real time having fun with it. And the other thing that you need to do, last thing that you need to do at age 65, and as you get older, we feel like we're tired. I'm tired. I gotta take a nap. I'm too tired. You're gonna get invitations. Please say yes. Please say yes. You need to get out there. Get out of the house and meet people who you haven't seen in a while. A lot of people hold grudges that they've carried for 30, 40, 50 years. Get out of the house. Experience something new or even something old. But when you don't get invited to something, don't get upset about it either. Get over it. You get to focus on the things that you can control. Enjoy that. Age 65 and older, the retirement years are some of the best of your life. And you notice for the past 20 minutes, I haven't talked about a single investment. I've talked about things that you can do in retirement. Many of those things, you know what they involve? Money. Not necessarily a lot of money, but you have to have the confidence that you can use it, that you can spend it, that you can enjoy it, that you can share it. Now is the time. Now is the time to get serious about your financial planning, about getting your financial house in order, about saying, you know what? I want to be sure that I have absolute 100% clarity around everything that I have in my financial life so that I can go through the next 20, 30 years of my life with the confidence that I can spend what I need without worrying about will I run out. Give my office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. We're not in the office today, but if you leave a message, we will certainly get back to you. If you'd like to get our newsletter, it's called Planning Pointers. It comes out each and every Friday morning at 10:30. Go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of the page, put in your name, your email address, let us know how you heard about us, drop me a note, whatever you might like, and we will get you on our newsletter. That's going to do it for me today. I got to get home with the kids, going to enjoy it out at the pool. Maybe even pick up some fried clams today. I'm going to Farnham's. That's where I should go. Farnham's for fried clams on Father's Day. I'm out of here. We'll see you next Sunday. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.